So a couple weeks ago, Melinda and I were talking about office space, and we met a gentleman who we thought we were going to rent some office space from, but he suggested he had a better place for us. And he said, I own this lot, it's on the corner, a busy intersection. And at that point, Melinda and I really started imagining what it would be like to buy the lot and to build our own building. And so we talked to the boys about it, and they're starting to get their ideas of what they'd like the building to hold. So let's talk a little bit with the boys about what they think this place should be. So what do you think, guys? This is the first time that you guys have walked around on the lot here. What do you think?
Well, I thought that this whole spot, it's got a big ceiling, so this could be the gym room, because people could don't have to worry about jump roping.
All right, because you want to use this as a gym, right? You want part of the building to have a gym?
Yeah, like this is a big space, tall ceiling, and just perfect for a gym.
Okay, Jax, do you have some ideas?
This room is going to be Felicity's party room.
Oh, because Felicity's going to need a party room for her quinceañera?
Uh-huh. And I think this is going to be perfect to put a lot of pictures.
Pictures, okay.
And this other wall,
change the color of both of them.
Yeah, we'll have to paint. But I think one thing that I want you guys to think about is we don't have to use the buildings and the structures that are here like they are. We could tear them down completely and build something completely new.
Yeah, but can we just keep that?
But you like that area?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
That for the gym room.
Yeah, this could be a good area for the gym room. Yeah, that might belong to the gentleman that's selling his flowers here right now.
Why don't we do this part?
You have an idea over here?
Why don't we tear it down and make it longer, and then it could be, this can be someone's office.
Yeah.
Or we can just make it wider and taller, so we can make other people separate offices.
I like those ideas. I want you guys to use your imagination. Don't put limits on what can happen. You can use your imagination to imagine the most incredible things. And once your mind gets a clear picture of those things, then God will start putting things in our path to make it a reality. We still have to put the work in to get it done. But once we have a clear picture of what we want and what we can be praying for, then the steps will get placed in front of our feet, and we'll know what we need to do. Even the hard work, even when it's super hard, we'll know what to do. And as long as it's still a dream that we have in our mind and in our heart, it'll come through.
I never told you what we're going to do with that one.
Well, what do you think?
I think that can be the one to save guitars. For my guitar lessons.
Oh, you're going to teach guitar lessons in the building too. Okay. All right, guys. I wanted you to get a good physical view of this so that when you start imagining things, it's easier for you to imagine. So tonight when we think about what the building's going to be like, you're going to have a better picture in your mind.
Yeah, because I did not
imagine. Can we go inside?
No, it's locked up.
I did not imagine anything like this.